Quest. The Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Blue Motor Spirit, Laurel Kerosene, Mobil Distillate, Mobil Power Kerosene, Mobil Oil, and more than 300 Mobil quality products, presents the fourth heat of its nationwide search for Australia's outstanding voices, the 1950 Mobil Quest. Heat number four of Mobil Quest. The three competitors tonight are all young singers from different states who have had considerable success in vocal competitions and who are looking forward to the magnificent opportunity offered by the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest as a great step forward in what promises to be highly successful careers. In this, Australia's greatest vocal contest, they're not only gaining invaluable experience by singing with a symphony orchestra, but they are competing before a nationwide radio audience for prize money amounting to more than £1,900. We know that you will join us in wishing them well. And now, here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. Our first singer tonight is from Moona, Tasmania. We welcome Auriel Garrett, competitor number 10. Miss Garrett is a soprano who was selected by the Tasmanian Artist Trust Fund to come to Victoria to continue her studies, and she is now training at the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music. She will sing first an aria from Gianni Schicchi by Puccini, Oh, My Beloved Father. Garrett, who has just sung the aria, Oh, My Beloved Father, has selected the ballad, Open Your Window to the Morn, by Montagu Phillips.
Open your window to the morn, oh, soon the day will
Open Your Window to the Morn was sung by Mobile Quest competitor number 10, Auriel Garrett of Tasmania. We introduce now in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest a baritone from Auburn, Victoria. John Weaving, who is competitor number 11, gave up an accountancy career for radio and is now a radio announcer. He is one of the youngest singers to take part in Mobile Quest and was born in the very hour that Dame Nellie Melba died, 19 years ago. For his aria, John Weaving will sing A Maiden Fair and Slender from The Magic Flute by Mozart.
Of life and a savor, the choicest of wine and a flavor. Unless I can win me a wife, I'm weary of life. Without her, no pleasure delights me. Unless I can win me a wife, I'm weary of life. I am weary of life. I am weary of life. Dark lonely tomb. Why is my heart so expansive? Must I for sorrow consume and glide in the dark lonely tomb? The dark lonely tomb. The dark lonely tomb. Creatures around me, they quite with their beauty confound me. I ask for the love of but one, without her my life is undone. So many fair creatures around me. I ask for the love of but one, without her my life is undone. My life is undone. My life is undone.
Young, Fair, and Slender was sung by John Weeding. He will now sing the ballad, She Is Far From the Land. Number 11 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Crest was John Weeding of Victoria. Although our next singer tonight competes as a representative of New South Wales, she was born in a Victorian country town. She has the unique distinction of being the first baby christened in the Drill Hall Church at the Flinders Naval Depot. And an entry to this effect appears in the logbook of HMAS Cerberus. She's had a wide musical experience on concert platform, stage, and in radio. And tonight, takes her place in MobileQuest as competitor number 12. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacqueline Talbot, a mezzo-contralto from Randwick, New South Wales, will sing as her aria, Ombra Mai Fu, from Handel's opera, Xerxes.
Oh, he lives the
Pooh was sung by Jacqueline Torbett, whose ballad for tonight is Through the Years by Vincent Humans. Three competitors in the fourth heat of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest were Jacqueline Torbett of New South Wales, who has just sung Through the Years, Oriel Garrett of Tasmania, and John Weaving of Victoria. One of these singers will be chosen by the adjudicators to go on to the semi-finals of this contest and may ultimately take part in the grand final on September the 6th. As in all the heats, each of the singers tonight will be awarded a broadcasting fee, in addition to traveling and accommodation expenses for those traveling from other states. And now, in a few moments, we will be able to announce the name of tonight's winner. Tonight's broadcast of the fourth heat of the 1950 Mobile Quest was compared by Eric Pierce. The leader of the orchestra was Herbert Pettifer. The broadcast presentation was by Dorothy Crawford. And the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest.